Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're having a great day. We had a good travel day, got some work done, working towards some preaching events coming up in Wisconsin. Hey, I got a teaching for you today. And like a lot of my teachings, it comes from experiences on the road, experiences in ministry, experiences from emails I get. This teaching is called Naming Names of False Teachers and Sins. Is it biblical? Naming names of false teachers and people in sin. Is it biblical? Recently, a man emailed me. He was very nice about it, I have to say. And he told me that I should not name the names of false teachers and their sins. That I should just call out the theology they have bad, but not name them. He used James 4 as his proof text. We'll get to that. We'll test that at the end of this. But let's look at his claim to see if the men were to imitate Jesus, Paul, the disciples. Let's see if they called out sin and false teachers for all of us to see and know for the ages. Now, the first thing I need to say is his premise is very faulty. As he is saying, I'm wrong writing about false teachers or those in sin on the internet. Yet, consider this, saints, the Bible records many people's sins, their name, and their false ways for all the ages to read about. Think about that. Let me give you some examples from the Old Testament. Go look up all these scripture verses. Satan's falling and his false teaching. He gets called out. Adam and Eve falling into sin. They get called out all over. Cain killing Abel. He gets called out. Noah, righteous Noah. Yeah, he got drunk and was naked. He got called out and exposed. Abraham's wife laughing at God's promise. She got called out. Lot getting drunk and having sex with two daughters. How embarrassing. He got called out. How about Moses killing a man? How about Aaron the priest making a golden calf for Israel? That's pretty wicked. How about Israel over and over falling into sin and idolatry? How about the priest Uzzah that just touched the falling ark to steady it and God judged him and killed him? How about David's sexual sin and his murder to cover it up? How about Pharaoh's wickedness and all of his sorcery and heretical occult ways? Hey, the list goes on and on. People's names, people's sins, people's false ways called out in the holy word of God for the ages and millions and billions of people to read it. Yet some man is upset that my little tiny website is exposing some false teachers. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Now, I'm out in the street. I hope you can hear me. We can look in the New Testament words and see many examples for us. So let's go into the New Testament. John the Baptist, he was not kind to the religious leaders of the day. Matthew 3:7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, let's stop there. That's the religious groups. That's like saying the Baptists and the Methodists. Yeah. When he come to see his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Sounds like John is calling them out of their false ways. Hey, how about John the Baptist calling out men's sins, and they were leaders? How about the king? He calls out the king's sin, his marriage. Cost John the Baptist his head. Matthew 14:4-5. For John said unto him, it's not lawful for thee to have her. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him a prophet. Yeah, John the Baptist spoke up and he named names, didn't he? That's how we know about these accounts, isn't it? Jesus himself named groups. Go read Matthew 23, the whole chapter. I'm not going to read the whole chapter here. 8 times he mentions the Pharisees. Again, religious group. Here's a sample of how kind he treated them. Matthew 23:27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are likened unto white sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and all uncleanliness. Yeah, naming the Pharisees, calling them out of their sin. It was indeed a call out. How about Luke 12:1? And in the meantime, when they were gathered together, an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod upon one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Jesus calling out the religious leaders. How about Jesus calling out some of his own disciples to their face? Mark 8:32-33. And he spake that saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked up on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. A clear, stern rebuke of the disciple Peter for us to read about for the ages. How about in Acts? We see false teachers named by the Holy Spirit writer, Acts 13:6. And when they had gone through the isle into Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus. Hey, that's kind of like saying Joel Osteen's a false teacher, right? Yeah. And we'll get to why it's even more appropriate for us to do it today. How about the Holy Spirit inspired writer who Peter exposes, a man who's actually a brother, Acts 8:19-22, saying, give me also this power that I may, saying, give me also this power that on whosoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, he's talking to Simon here, thy money perish with you, because thou hast thought the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven of thee. Simon was a sorcerer. He was also a brother. He repented. He was a brother. Then he went back to wanting to buy the gifts of God. Peter rebukes him for all of us to see for eternity. How about John? This man told me John never named anybody. Really? 3 John 1:9. I wrote unto you, the church, but Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence among them, received us not. Diotrephes was a pride-filled leader that didn't want anybody else to have any standing. John calls him out by his name. Now, it gets a lot worse for this man's claim. Let's move on to Apostle Paul, trained by Jesus, the Holy Spirit, called to be the main emissary to work with God as God established the New Testament bodies. Acts 15:37-38. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. So we know for all the ages that this man, John Mark, he copped out and didn't go to the work with them in the ministry with them. And Paul said, I don't want him coming with me. And it was so disputed, him and Barnabas parted ways. Yeah, John Mark is marked for his false ways. How about Titus 1:10-14? For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. Ah, he calls out the Jews there, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the faith. Hey, Paul says, rebuke them sharply. He names the group by name. Apostle Paul was lowering the hammer on false teachers. 2 Timothy 4:10. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. That's a call out right there, huh? Demas, not to be trusted. He forsake Paul. How about 2 Timothy 1:15? This thou knowest, that all which are in Asia be turned away from me, whom are Phagalius and Hermogenes. Two more names he calls out. I probably didn't pronounce them right, but they know who they are. The Word of God giving us these men's names. You see the pattern here. 1 Timothy 1, 19 through 20. Holding faith and good conscience, with some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hermogenes and Alexander, whom I've delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Wow. So they fell into sin. Paul delivers them over to Satan. Paul names them by name so the body there could know who they were. Paul wasn't afraid to name names. Let's keep going. 2 Timothy 2:17. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus. More names. Paul naming these men by name. For the scriptures, for all time, for us all to read about. Warning other saints, obviously, was the goal. 2 Timothy 4:14. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Yeah, Paul had a problem with that guy, and Paul called him out. How about Galatians 2:11? Here Paul's calling out a brother. But when Peter has come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed. Peter was acting like and living like a Gentile, which was proper and correct and appropriate. The Jews show up and he runs to go be like a Jew to save face with them. And Paul says, what are you doing? You've gone against the gospel. There's Jew, Gentile, Gentile, Jew, one body now. Paul rebukes Peter for all time for us all to see, to his face and by name. How about Jude? Jude names too. Jude 1:11. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Yeah, the guy that murdered, right? And ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. Jude named names, as did Paul, as did John, as did Peter, as did Jesus, as did John the Baptist. How about go read Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 3. Jesus names the New Testament bodies by name. Yeah, and he calls them out of their sin. Some he praises for their good things, and most of them he says, you need to repent and return back to your first love. So you can see many examples of people, bodies, being called out of their sin, false men called out in the scriptures for all of us to see. I think it's biblical for us to do it as well. If the Holy Spirit of God did it for all the ages and all readers in his holy word, I think it's biblical for us to model that and call out and warn people. Now let's look at this verse that the man used to say I shouldn't be doing this. James 4, verse 11. It says this, speak not evil of one another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. So let's look at this. So he said to me, see, you shouldn't be speaking evil of these men. Hold on. Always in context, saints. Always study in context. We see first that the false teachers are not the brethren. They're put outside, marked and exposed. Go read Romans 16:17. Those that teach counter to sound doctrine and have caused divisiveness, Paul says, mark them and avoid them. I don't consider false teachers my brethren. And I hope you don't either. The Bible doesn't. They have to repent and get back in a right standing with the Lord, with the truth. Second, that word evil, kataleo in the Greek, it means to slander. That means lie. We're not to lie and slander a brother. Look at the Greek. Always look at the Greek words. It gives us more meaning. Third, we know we are to judge the body and a brother per Matthew 18. Where Jesus said, go, call out your brother, bring more, take him to the body. If he doesn't listen, put him out. That sounds like a judgment to me. 1 Corinthians 5, Paul catches the man in sexual sin, and he says, throw him out of the body so Satan can destroy his flesh and hopefully redeem his soul. And 2 Thess 3, where Paul says, a lazy brother, don't even eat with him, don't associate with him. Of course you have to make judgments, otherwise your life and associations and your home and your body will be filled with nothing but sin. Fourth, if we read James 5, 19 through 20, it proves what I just said to you. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one converteth him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Folks, how can we convert someone from a sin, a brother, anyone, unless we make a judgment to see what they're doing is sin, then call them from it to repentance and to leave it? Yes, we must use judgment. People are so politically correct, fearful, timid cowards to even use judgment today when the Word of God tells us to use judgment, but judge rightly. Matthew 7, I've got articles on that at the teaching blog. We must be able to judge correctly. So rather than cherry picking out one verse to say we should not call out false teachers, we must use and see all of the truth from God's Word. And when we do that, it's very clear. Those that are in sin, those that are teachers are in false doctrine, they clearly get called out, they get marked, they get called to repentance. And if they don't, they're not part of the body anymore. They're separated out to the saving of their soul or to judgment and damnation on that day. Now, one thought needs to be added here. We need context on this whole situation. In the Bible days, false men were not naming their ministries after themselves. It wasn't the Apostle Paul ministries. It wasn't Peter, whatever his last name was, ministries. It wasn't John the Baptist International Ministries. No, I don't know of one case where anyone did that. This is a modern day practice where all these false teachers today, Billy Graham Association, naming themselves after their own ministry, lifting up themselves when we're supposed to lift up Christ and we're to decrease, John 3:30. Okay, so there's much more reason today to call out men in particular that use their name, use their face, use their brand, their trademark to spread their swill. Back in Paul's day, they just had a few heretical things going on that needed to be put down. Today, we have millions of false teachers deceiving billions. There's over 40,000 false religious denominations named Christian, full of wolves, spreading their swill all over the internet, using their names in pride for their ministries, using denominational names, deceiving my neighbor who I love. It is my duty, according to Ephesians 5, to expose evil, reprove it, lest the blood of my neighbors and those that are deceived by false teachers that I know about and I speak silent about, they get deceived without any warning. See the watchman on the wall. Ezekiel 33:6. Ready? But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, that's what they use for warning, and the people not be warned, if the sword come and any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. If the watchman doesn't warn, that blood is on your hands. If the police don't protect you, they're responsible. If government officials don't do what they're called to do and there's death and there's people harmed, they're responsible. If we men who teach the truth, live for the truth, if we don't warn people about the multitude of false teachers on every corner, we are complicit. We are part of the problem, is what I'm trying to tell you. Simple question for you, saints. If you lived in a town and you knew there was a restaurant and an eatery and it was poisoning people, you found out about it, and they're poisoning people, would you be silent? Go, well, I don't really want to call it out by the restaurant name or the chef's name. Would you be silent, or would you warn your family, your friends, your neighborhood, your town, maybe the whole world if it was a chain of them? Hey, McDonald's has poisoned everybody with rat poison. Would you tell everybody, or would you just keep it to yourself because you don't want any trouble? No. Revelation 21:8 says, the fearful, that means timid, cowardly, they won't see heaven. If you're too afraid, men, to stand up to a false teacher and name him by name, you must not believe he's false. You must not believe God's word. You must not be modeling what we see the men, holy men of old, doing. You must not love your neighbor, and you must not love God, the number one and two great commands. Here's a fact. If men today, all these false men, use the internet to sell their swill, their books, their t-shirts, their programs, making money off of God that Jesus made a whip for in John 2, and they spread their heresy all over the world on the internet, is it not fair and just to also use the internet to mark and expose them? Yeah, I say it is. I absolutely say it is. I gave you all the biblical examples, and there's more. I leave you with this verse that could be not more clear from our brother, Apostle Paul. 1 Timothy 5:20. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. False teaching is sin. It needs to be rebuked. I have a question. How do you rebuke before all without all knowing who you're rebuking? Let me say that again. How do you rebuke someone before all without all knowing who you're rebuking? The whole point of the rebuke is to mark the teacher, see the results of sin, and warn other people, don't go that route. Don't be in sin. That's why we do this. The whole goal is redemption. I want to be clear. We want false teachers to repent. I tell every man I've ever tested, if you repent of said sins and false teachings, I will come camp out in your parking lot if you let me. I will be your best worker. We will help you and your body get biblical because we care for your soul if you're seeking the things of God. Yeah. Unfortunately, I've never been taken up on that offer because I don't know a modern pastor that has yet to repent of their many, many sins or a current day false teacher. They have pride. They're making money. They have fame. They're holding fast to their false doctrine. We are in the last days, folks. We are in the last days. Also, here's a thought for you. If it seems harsh to any of you, and I know people have emailed me and said, oh, that seems so harsh. If it seems harsh that I expose a false teacher who's damning people's souls with doctrines of demons and heresy, you know, in the Old Testament, you know what they did with false teachers and false prophets? They were cut to pieces or stoned till they were dead. You know, when you think about that, cut to pieces or stoned until they were dead, I think my little exposing articles on don'tperish.com are rather mild versus a violent, bloody death. Wouldn't you say? Yeah, that kind of puts it all in context, doesn't it? Saints, make sure you're studying the Word in its completeness. Exegesis, exiting all the truth of God's word so you can get to the truth. This man did not do that. He used eisegesis. He went, found one verse that made it say what he wanted it to say. It's a terrible way to study God's word. You'll never get to the truth that way. I just rejoice. Isn't God's word so awesome? It helps us refute bad theology like this man's. It calls out false teachers so that we and our neighbors are not deceived, and it points the way to Jesus Christ, eternal truth, salvation, grace and mercy because of what he's done at his shed blood and resurrection, repentance to that, changing our mind about the world and man-made religion, get a new spirit, born again, born from above by the Spirit of God, now strive in holiness and obedience in all your ways. Whether it be sodomy, murder, drunkenness, lying, coarse jesting, strive for this glorious kingdom. We've been purchased with a price, saints. Don't walk in sin. Offer your life a spotless, blameless sacrifice unto the Lord in holiness. And then endure in this faith to the end. That brings glory to our God. Does it not? I hope this message has blessed you. We love you very much. We're on the gospel road, getting ready to preach at some big events all through September in Wisconsin, Lord willing. We take one day at a time. Had an awesome witnessing experience today with a lady who said we looked like somebody she knows in Colorado, her son knows in Colorado, and we met somebody just like that from them in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Sister Debbie's got a post all about that. God's sovereignty, using us for his glory just because we go. We're not special. We're just tools of the master. Hey, I'm going to leave it right there. Naming false teachers, calling those out in sin, it is appropriate. If you men see me, Brother James from don'tperish.com, in sin and false doctrine, you call me out. You take me to the word. Hey, you can expose me on the internet. There's a bunch of people that have. Most of it's just mockery and foolishness. They don't have a biblical case. But I'll look at it. I'll test it. I'll take it to others. I'll say, do I have this wrong? And I'll repent and get it right. I'm not afraid to be tested. I'm not afraid to be exposed with truth. It's never fun when people lie and slander about you, but when that happens, we can rejoice because our reward in heaven is great. Our Lord and Master told us that in the book of Matthew. So I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Check out the sisters blog. Everyday edifying, because we love our neighbor. We love our brothers and sisters. We love our God and this glorious word we have to stand on. Till next time. We love you all. May God be praised.